and welcome to Heartbeat. Over the last few weeks, I've had this phrase come to my mind, which is the phrase, abide in me. And I feel like the Holy Spirit's been speaking to me about abiding in Christ. And maybe you've heard that phrase before, abide in Christ, abide in me. But what does that really mean? And that's what I want to share about today and to talk about. As we grow in our relationship with God, we begin to discover more and more that our relationship with Him is not just about a prayer time that we have and then we finish our prayer and then we go off into our day. But our relationship with God should be something that permeates throughout our day, that comes into all our circumstances and our conversations. It's about who we are in Christ, that Christ is in us in everything that we do, in our words and in our actions. And I believe that that is a little bit about what it is to abide in Christ, that He is within us all the time. In the book of John, chapter 15, verse 4 to 6, it talks about abiding in Christ. And it says this, "Abide in me as I abide in you. Just as the branch cannot bear fruit by itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. Those who abide in me and I in them bear much fruit, because apart from me, you can do nothing." So this verse talks about, it's an image of the relationship that we have with Christ, that Christ is the vine and we are the branches, that we live off the vine. That's where we get our sustenance. That's how we grow. And from being connected to Christ, that's when we bear fruit. We receive our life in Him, and from the life is how then we can bear that fruit and that love to others in our lives. So what does it mean to abide in Christ? And when we read that version of the Bible in some other versions, that passage of the Bible, when we read it in other versions of the Bible, I should say, the word abide sometimes says remain. So it might say that first verse, instead of saying abide in me as I abide in you, it would say remain in me as I remain in you. And in some other versions, it says dwell. So when I think of that phrase, what comes to my mind is a staying put, a continuation, a not leaving. That when I sit down and have my prayer time, and then when I get up from my chair and go out into the rest of my day, I'm not leaving Christ at the chair where I was praying. Christ is actually coming with me. He's staying put within me. I leave with Him. I take Him continued into my day. To abide in God, there is this continuation of His presence in our life. He remains in us and we remain in Him. It's a mutual abiding. So when we abide in Christ, it means that Christ stays with me wherever I go. Pope Benedict XVI says it's this reciprocal abiding, and that as Jesus abides in us and we abide in Him, that's when we can bear fruit because Jesus is with us throughout our day. Abiding in Christ is intentional. It's an active thing. Now, I've always thought of the word abiding in Christ to be more of a placid thing, like I don't have to do much about it, it just happens. But it's actually a very intentional thing to have Christ in you all the time, that we would invite Him in and be aware of His presence in us all the time. That's where it becomes intentional. Now, if we are to follow God's commandments in our life, then we need to make the decision to walk in the ways that He asks us to walk. It's an intentional thing. And in the same way, Christ abiding in us is an intentional thing where we become aware of His presence in us. That's how it becomes active, that we have this awareness of His presence living inside us. Abiding in Christ is also about being open to receive. Now, when we continue to read that story about the vine and the branches, we read how God prunes the branches, that maybe He cuts off parts of our lives, areas that aren't bearing fruit, that are sinful. God wants to have an effect in us. He wants us to ask for forgiveness of those sins and to stop sinning in ways that He doesn't want us to live. And so that pruning, Christ abiding in us, is us being open to receive what God wants to prune in us, what he wants to change, what he wants to get rid of so that we can bear good fruit. And that's the next thing that abiding in Christ does for us. It helps us to bear fruit. As we have Christ living in us, it should affect the way that we act toward others, the way that we treat others, the way that we love others, that Christ in me, that love that he gives me, should flow into my deeds. It should flow into the way that I show mercy to other people in my life. Abiding in Christ bears fruit. So how can we abide in Christ? What are some of the ways, some of the intentional ways that we can say, God, I want your presence in my life and I want to be aware of it? And the first thing that we can do is to read God's word. God sent Jesus, his word, to us. And Jesus is revealed in the Bible. We learn more and more about his life throughout the whole Bible. In the Old Testament, before he'd come, they're already alluding to Jesus, the fact that this Messiah would come. And then when we get to the New Testament, we see the life of Jesus, and then we see the life of the church and how they're trying to have Christ in them lived out in the church. So when we're in God's word, we're being intentional about saying, God, I want your presence in my life. And the next way that we can be intentional is to pray. Daily prayer is just so important. If you want to build a relationship with someone, you have to spend time with them. So coming back to God all the time, praying daily, it's an intentional thing that reminds us of God in our life and asks him to come and be present in our lives. Reflecting and meditating on the word, on God's word, on what you've had in prayer, thinking about what God's saying to you, that's really important. Maybe reading other books. I know my mum, Rosemary, she loves reading lots of different books, and that really helps her to meditate on what God's saying to her. And that's something that we can do. We can be intentional in what we read and allow God to build in us as we reflect and meditate on that. Another way that we can abide in Christ, which is intentional, is trusting God with our circumstances. When we trust, it's an active thing. We have to allow ourselves to trust. And when we trust God with our circumstances, we are saying to him, I know that you have the right way for me, God. I know that you will provide for me. And we're asking him actually into the circumstance. So we're abiding in him as he abides in us when we trust in him with our circumstances. Following his way, following his commands, the way he asks us to live, that's also abiding in Christ, like we talked about a bit earlier. Making an intentional decision, this is the way that I'm going to live. This is the way that I'm going to treat others as Christ has taught me to treat people. And then another way that's intentional is going to Mass, going to the Eucharist. We abide in Christ and he in us when we receive him in the Eucharist. In John 6:56, it says, those who eat my flesh and drink my blood abide in me and I in them. You know, the mystery that we have of Christ's presence in the Eucharist, it is a mystery, but it's a gift that's given to us in the Mass so that when we have the host, when we eat the host, that Christ's presence really truly does dwell in us and remains in us, abides in us. So when we go to Mass, we truly can have his presence abiding in us when we receive the Eucharist. So if that's not something that you've done for a long time, I encourage you to go a step towards being intentional, saying, God, I want you in my life. You know, maybe there are some other things that you do to have Christ abide in you. Let us know in the comments. We would love to know how you are actively living a life where Christ abides in you. And maybe it's not something that you've thought about before. Maybe one of these things is a way that you can take that step to saying, God, I want you to abide in me. Why don't you pray with me right now and let's ask God to come and be with us. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Lord, we want to abide in you. We want you to abide in us. Would you come and would you be present to us in our daily lives, in our circumstances, so that when we do leave our prayer time, Lord God, that you would come with us into the rest of our day, into everything that we do, into all of our conversations. Come and abide in us. And teach us more and more about how we abide in you, Lord God. I thank you for your presence. I thank you for your blessing. We ask this in your mighty name. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.